The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avra Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine
and Black Enterprise Magazine.
The first article is titled "The Essential Back to School Planner About Life or the School Year." Lighten your load. The desire to exemplify Black excellence can leave parents pushing to pursue every opportunity for themselves and their brood. You want to overcompensate and make sure your children have a chance to do everything, even at the expense of your own energy and sanity, says Christina Garrett, productivity coach and women's wellness advocate. It's okay to say we don't have the bandwidth to do it all. In fact, understanding your limitations can help you see the value in delegating tasks. Perhaps you can hire a cleaning service so you have time to help with homework, Garrett says, or you can ask relatives to assist with after-school activities. She also suggests leveling with your kids, saying, "We get tired and overworked, and sometimes I need to show you that so you can adjust your expectations of me," can help them manage their stress too. It's healthy for parents and kids to have downtime, she adds. It's healthy not to overschedule yourself. Make it work. Amid your child's after-school activities and athletic events, your own work obligations remain. Making a schedule of extracurriculars for the school year and communicating that schedule to your employer is necessary. Let your manager know, "I need to be at soccer practice from 5 to 6, says Cheryl Grace, corporate expert and career coach. Assure your boss that once the kids are settled, you'll come back and finish what must be done. You want to be sure to set boundaries, she notes, but you also want to be very clear that you're not going to drop the ball. Secure participation. To share your kid's schedule with your co-parenting partner effectively during the school year, more than communication is needed. Start with what I call a back-to-school contract, suggests Patel Modesty, J.D., Associate Dean at Columbia Law School and host of the podcast Parenting for the Future. The reason I call it a contract is the partners need to agree that this is how it's going to play out. All responsibilities and eventualities should be covered by the contract, she advises, no matter how seemingly small they are. Everything from pick up and drop off schedules to non-negotiable time for self-care should be established. The goal is that by the time school rolls around, there is no mystery, there is no confusion, there is no fighting, because everybody knows what their job is and what they are contractually obligated to do. Tech tips. Educator V. Shaw shares how parents can use technology to their advantage. Get school-approved apps like Remind that allow for secure messaging between parents, students, and teachers so everyone is on the same page. Number two, can't make it to parent-teacher night? Set up video meetings to get FaceTime with teachers at a mutually convenient point. And number three, Some teachers create social media accounts for their classes. Parents can follow along with lessons and get tips on offering support at home. The next article is titled, These Tools Were Made for Lifting. Skip the fillers and procedures. These tightening tools give a healthy host to the skin with zero downtime. Prime pickings. Whether you're after a smoother complexion, a more defined jawline, or even a slight lift of the brow, this prestigious selection of tools crafted by the pros can help you achieve it. There's a reason the beauty sphere can't stop buzzing about these non-invasive ways to love the skin you're in. The first tool is called a sculpting wand by MDO Skincare Facial. The next tool is called Pure Lift Face by Face Gym. The next one is called an Empress Stone by Wilding. Another tool is called TheraFace Pro by TheraBody. Another tool is called Zip GX Series. The other product is called Pulse Plus Glow Ion Enhancer by Georgia Louise. And another one is called Rafa 4 Caxa Ray. And the last one is called Vibrating Facial Massager by Plum Beauty. The next article is titled Black Girls Getaway Itinerary. Shreveport Bossier is the perfect place to meet up with your friends for a fun weekend getaway filled with stops at local Black-owned businesses and companies celebrating Black chefs, creators, and artists. Located in beautiful Northwest Louisiana, you and your girls can experience 24-hour gaming, riverfront entertainment, shopping at boutique stores, year-round festivals, and mouth-watering cuisine. Day 1. My Spa My Way. My Spa My Way features luxury spa services including massages, body treatments, facials, waxes, and more. Treat yourself to a fragrant citrus spa manicure and refresh your feet with a jelly pedicure. Southern University Museum of Art, Shreveport. Experience the culture of African and African American life through the lens of art. Explore relics from the major art-producing regions in West and South Africa. Louisiana Daiquiri Cafe. Enjoy daiquiris named after Shreveport neighborhoods like Copper Road, Queensboro, and Allendale. Louisiana Daiquiri Cafe is the spot to be on the weekends with their patio parties with live DJs. Dinner at Oland X's Cafe, located on Scenic Cross Lake. This Creole and Southern restaurant serves up Shreveport's famous stuffed shrimp, gumbo, chicken fried steak, pork chops, and po' boys. Visitors can taste the original 100-year-old recipe that owner Damian Chapman's great-grandfather, Arthur Chapman, helped develop and cooked up at the iconic Black-owned Freeman and Harris Cafe. Day 2. Dare Day Club Ultra Pool at Horseshoe Casino and Hotel. Dare Day Club Ultra Pool offers a rhythmic and vibrant setting with modern, sophisticated decor. The music is upbeat and a trendy cocktail menu includes elegant European bottle service offerings. Entertainment includes live music and celebrity appearances. Abby Singer's Bistro. Enjoy craft cocktails, balcony dining, and contemporary dishes like duck nachos, shrimp and grits, and more at this restaurant located above the Robinson Film Center. Laugh Out Loud Comedy Club, located on the riverfront in downtown Shreveport. The venue spotlights open mic jam sessions, local comedians, and side-splitting national headliners. Haze on Texas. Haze on Texas is the spot for the grown and sexy. Here you'll find the hottest Shreveport bossier R&B and soul bands live. The next article is titled The Battle to Breastfeed for Black Breastfeeding Week. An obstetrician and a lactation counselor offer advice on how nursing mothers can obtain more support while also giving themselves more grace. Rosalind Davis always knew she would breastfeed her child, but when her daughter, Naomi Grace, was born 5 weeks early, she was called to do so sooner than expected. Pumping to stimulate her milk soon overstimulated the flow, leaving her leaking all day, every day, she says. With help from an online lactation group, she learned methods to slow down her supply, but those efforts turned out to be premature. When my daughter was about 6 weeks old, she recalls, I wasn't making enough for her. Fortunately, Davis was able to continue breastfeeding, supplementing with formula as needed. Certification lactation counselor Demetria Martin says that to nurse successfully, many Black moms require support from people who can relate to them. This is especially true for first-generation breastfeeders. We need more Black lactation specialists, doulas, midwives, nurses, and doctors, she says. And the ones that exist also need support as they educate, empower, and promote breastfeeding in our community. For further advice, Nicole Rankins, MD, board certified OBGYN, shares what new mothers should keep in mind on their breastfeeding journey. Essence asks the question, what are the benefits that make breastfeeding so important? Dr. Nicole Rankins responded, there are lots of benefits. It helps to promote bonding and connection between mother and child. It may help you with getting your weight down a bit faster because you're burning more calories when you breastfeed. It's going to reduce your risk of diseases like ovarian and cervical cancer. And for babies, it can reduce allergies, eczema, and potentially diabetes. The immune system tends to be stronger for babies who breastfed. Essence asks another question. Breastfeeding support is typically offered at hospitals as a mother is preparing to be discharged. Why isn't the support ongoing? Dr. Rankins replied, it's partly the way our system is designed. We have a lot of focus on prenatal care with pregnancy and birth, and not a lot of what's called anticipatory guidance for what comes next. It's unfortunate. Prenatal care itself does not give you all the information you need to set yourself up for success with breastfeeding. The last question Essence asked is, what advice would you give Black mothers who may be struggling with breastfeeding but would still like to continue? Dr. Rankins responded, ask for help from a lactation counselor or connect with other moms who have experience in breastfeeding. The most important thing is a fed baby. So, if you find you're having trouble with breastfeeding, give it your best effort, but don't feel guilty if you decide on formula feeding, or a combination of formula and breast milk. Give yourself grace if it doesn't work out exactly the way you had hoped. The next article is titled Essence Fest Essentials. Senior lifestyle editor Victoria lists the must-haves she's packing for her first trip to New Orleans for the Essence Festival of Culture presented by Coca-Cola. Festival season is upon us, but the EFOC is not just any summer feat. It's a celebration of Black culture, food, music, beauty, and more. So bring your best friends and your best self and a new clutch items in your carry-on. For my inaugural experience, here are the goodies I plan to pack. Number 1, Fitbit Lux. With a battery that lasts up to 5 days, you can track your entire festival experience, keeping count of steps taken, calories burned, and much more. Number 2, Ollie Active Immunity Gummies. Nothing interrupts the fun like getting sick. These tasty supplements are brimming with echinacea, zinc, and vitamin C to give your immune system a boost, and they don't have to be taken with food or water. Number 3, Good Wipes Down Their Wipes. Need to freshen up in a pinch? These Shea Cocoa Wipes are biodegradable, so flush them when you're done and keep the party going. Number 4, Ray-Ban Stories in Wayfarer. Mask under eye bags from partying too hard while capturing memorable photos and videos with the press of a finger. Number 5, Bare Naked Crunchy Bites Chocolate Chip. In case you have a hankering for something sweet, stash these granola snacks in your bag for in-between meal times. Number 6, Hometics Total Comfort Rechargeable Handheld Fan. NOLA heat is serious. When fully charged, this portable fan can keep you cool for up to 8 hours. Number 7, Sans Matin SJC Trainer. Keep the pep in your step with these cozy, cute, and eco-friendly trainers from British brand Sans Matin. They are perfect for all the walking you'll be doing around town. The next article is titled Honoring Hip Hop Beyond Music. Here's how we have promoted and amplified rap through the years, from the producers and collaborators to the artists, performers, and songwriters. Essence has actively supported Black women and African American culture since the 1970s. During the birth of hip hop, often imitated but never duplicated, our culture's impact on music is evident, from the flow of our lyrics to the production of beats. Born in New York City's South Bronx area, hip-hop created a space for our community to express ourselves unapologetically, while enlarging the conversations around education, politics, and fashion. While music is a universal language, there's no denying that as the years go by, the vocabulary gets updated. Current performers continue to challenge the definition of hip-hop artist or rapper in today's world. Former digital cover stars Ray created infectious trap falsetto fusion bangers from No Type to Black Beatles that were heard from their hometown of Mississippi all the way to Guatemala. Our Grammy Award-winning September-October 2021 cover star and recent HBCU graduate Megan Thee Stallion demonstrated the importance of protecting her peace as an artist and as a Black woman in the business. Cardi B covered the May-June 2022 issue with Migos Offset, illustrating that blood is thicker than water and that it's possible to be a mother, a millionaire, and a multi-platinum selling rapper all at the same time. Multi-hyphenated record executive Sean, quote-unquote, Diddy Combs contributed to what has shaped today's hip-hop industry through his founding of Bad Boy Records in 1993. Bad Boy, in turn, introduced us to some of the greatest voices in the game. Formerly known as Puff Daddy, Combs first shared an Essence cover with rapper Eve for the September of 2002 issue, in which the artist discussed elements of urban style. I Can Love You, collaborators Mary J. Blige and Lil' Kim have also both graced Essence, with Kim covering the October 2000 issue and Blige appearing on the cover 12 times, including the November 2017 issue. From the start, Essence has given hip-hop and rap artists from LL Cool J and Method Man to Queen Latifah and Lauryn Hill a platform to share their music and stories. The next article is titled, Biden Administration Changes Student Loan Guidance as Republican-led States File Lawsuit. The Biden administration changed its guidance on who qualifies for federal student loan forgiveness on Thursday as Republican-led states filed a challenge to its student debt cancellation program. President Joe Biden said in August that the U.S. government will forgive $10,000 in student loans for millions of debt-saddled former college students, keeping a pledge he made in the 2020 campaign for the White House. The decision for the U.S. Department of Education on Thursday affects federal family education loan, FFEL, borrowers, whose loans were issued and managed by private banks but guaranteed by the federal government, and does not allow them to consolidate their loans and qualify for debt relief. Earlier, the department's website advised these borrowers that they could consolidate these loans into federal direct loans and qualify for relief. On Thursday, the department changed the language to, as of September 29, 2022, borrowers with federal student loans not held by the U.S. Department of Education cannot obtain one-time debt relief by consolidating these loans into direct loans. According to the federal data, more than 4 million borrowers still have commercially held FFEL loans. An administrative official who declined to be identified said the change impacts 770,000 borrowers. It was not immediately clear what led to the decision. A spokesman for the Education Department said, "Our goal is to provide relief to as many eligible borrowers as quickly and easily as possible, and this will allow us to achieve that goal while we continue to explore additional legally available options to provide relief to borrowers with privately owned FFEL loans." The next article is titled, 100 Years Later, Black-Owned Electric Company Continues to Serve Chicagoland. Taylor Electric Company has officially entered its 100th year, carrying on a family legacy that began with an ambitious two-man operation. Since its inception in 1922, Taylor Electric Company has proudly catered to the electrical needs of Chicagoland. Now,
fourth generation descendants are leading the charge of maintaining a multi-million dollar corporation with more than 100 employees. President and CEO Kendra Dinkins and Karen Michelle Dinkins, Vice President and COO, are the great-granddaughters of Sam Taylor, the founding mastermind behind the now Black woman-owned Taylor Electric Company. Sometimes we don't realize how big of an impact it is in a world, even from the beginning, wasn't set up for us to succeed. And we were able to make it this far, the company's chief executive told the Chicago Defender. Located on the south side of Chicago, Taylor Electric Company has partnered with and serviced notable landmarks including Navy Pier, Guaranteed Rate Field, Soldier Field, and Northerly Ireland. The Taylor's rich entrepreneurial history. As a Black man in the early 1900s, it was no easy feat for Sam Taylor to establish the first Black electrical union after the IBEW Local 134 denied him membership. He had no apprenticeship, but still had a reputation for upholding his commitment to completing quality work. Later, he received support from Oscar Stanton DePriest, the first African American elected to Congress in the 20th century. Sam passed the company to his son, Rufus Taylor, in 1969. The family's third generation leadership was appointed to Martha Taylor after her father, Rufus Taylor, died in 1995. Jesse Dinkins' son, Kenneth Dinkins, became vice president and COO. It was in 2015 when Kendra, who had a previous career in teaching, began her charge. My dad asked me to come and work the books temporarily in 2007, and I've been here ever since, she recalled, according to Powering Chicago. I started off as the bookkeeper right before the recession hit, and our office had to shrink at the time because of the economic downturn. I started taking on more and more roles as a result and ended up controlling the manpower, working with the estimators and project managers and with the customers. Giving back to Chicago. According to Kendra Dinkins, it is important that the Taylor Electric Company channels its staying power to help provide resources and job opportunities for the community.
Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it and be sure to listen next time. I am Avra Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.